Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball.
A country music legend has left us. Merle Haggard died today on his 79th birthday. Considered the architect of what's called the Bakersfield sound, named for his hometown in California, a twangy sound. He lived the kind of life that you hear about in country songs. He grew up poor to parents who migrated from Oklahoma. He served time in a San Quentin prison where he went to one of Johnny Cash's legendary concerts. In 1994, he entered the Country Music Hall of Fame. Joining us now is Don Cusick, a country music historian at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. Don, great to have you with us to remember Merle Haggard. And first of all, let me just ask for your thoughts.
Well, he was one of the all-time great singer-songwriters in country music. I mean, he was up there with Hank Williams. That's how good he was, and that's his legacy.
Well, he recorded 40 number one country hits. We talked about the fact that he was in prison, but he had a rough life growing up, and you can hear it in songs including 1968's Mama Tried. Here it is.
I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Don, when President Obama honored him not long ago, he said, you know, this is a guy who actually lived the life that we hear about country music musicians saying that they live. But this guy actually, he was a guy who went to prison.
Oh, yeah, and he was a working man. I mean, if he had not been a country singer, he would have been a manual laborer. I mean, that was his life. Now, he was a genius at writing songs, but he was the good old boy, too. I mean, he was what he sang.
What about this Bakersfield sound that he's credited with helping to form? In 1995, he spoke with Terry Gross on NPR's Fresh Air and talked about how he got into the business. Here he is.
When I came out of the penitentiary, I went to work for my brother digging ditches and wiring houses. He had an electrical company, Hag Electric. And he was paying me $80 a week. This was 1960. And I was working 8 hours a day there, and I got me a little gig playing guitar 4 nights a week for $10 a night. There was a little radio show that we had to broadcast from this little nightclub called High Pockets. It just all started from that.
Tell us about the Bakersfield sound and what that is.
Well, the Bakersfield sound actually started with Buck Owens. Merle comes along a little bit later than that. But this was the honky-tonk sound. This was steel guitar, fiddle, drenched in those songs. The Nashville sound, which was about the same time, took out the steel guitar, took out the fiddle, put in violins. It was a smoother sound. The Bakersfield sound was working-class music. It was that stone country sound. And Merle's music goes back, is rooted in the 40s and the 50s in that sound. He never dropped the steel guitar. He never went Nashville sound. That Bakersfield sound was an alternative to the Nashville sound. And frankly, it was more commercial during the early 1960s.
Let's listen to another one of his songs. This is Branded Man.
I'd like to hold my head up and be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold.
Don Cusick, what is the legacy of Merle Haggard in today's Nashville and today's country music scene?
He's one of those icons. He's one of those people that every country songwriter looks up to, every artist pays homage to. He was he was larger than life. He was an average guy who was larger than life, if that makes sense. Like Hank Williams. And, you know, people always say, how do you want to be, you know, they ask other people, how do you want to be remembered? You're remembered with your work. And that's how he will be remembered, with those songs, because those songs are still alive and will live on and on, just like Hank Williams' songs.
And Merle Haggard, again, passing away today on his 79th birthday. Don Cusick, music professor at Belmont University in Nashville, thank you so much for helping us remember Merle Haggard today on Here and Now.
Well, thank you.
To say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, let my guitar playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home for the song I used to hear.
The late, great Merle Haggard. Here Now, a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson, along with Robin Young.
Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. I recall a Sunday morning, a choir from off the street came in to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard him tell the singers, there's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing me back home with a song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. Sing.